the work.
Chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. In John verses 1 through 14. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning, and through Him all things were made. Without Him nothing was made that has been made. In Him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world and through the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. And we have seen his glory, the glory of the one and the only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. This morning, as we think about these words, I want us to try to paint a picture. And I know for some of you, this is something that is very hard to do. People think in different ways, but I want us to paint a picture this morning of heaven. I want us to paint a picture of the throne room. I want us to paint a picture in our minds of God, God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, God being one. There is one God. I want us to paint a picture of this God who said that he wanted to create a world that could love him, a world that would bring glory. I want us to think for a moment of a God who knew all of the future, knew all of the past. I think it's hard for us to paint those pictures because we can't imagine what it would look like. I think that when we paint those pictures, that many times we take our human things that we know and we try to make them better. Because it's for God who is the best of all, the greatest of all. But you see, this is the thing. The Scripture also says God is a spirit. And the Spirit is something that we cannot touch. Each and every one of us who received Jesus Christ into our life received the Spirit of God. It said the Spirit came to dwell within you. It said that the Spirit was calling you, or you couldn't have even come. So when I paint that picture, my picture is very human-like. And I know it just doesn't give enough of the glory that should be there. I'm looking forward to the day we get to heaven. I'm looking forward because I can't imagine what it's going to be like. I can't imagine how dazzled I will be. I can't imagine that I don't need a sun because Jesus is the light. It says there'll be no sun in heaven because Jesus is the light. He tried to explain that to us as he came. I am the light of the world. He said he was a lot of other things. And he challenged us to become that light. So how can we do that? Why do we do that? Because we now have that light within us. We learn to walk in that light. We learn to walk and be the bread of life. showing that Jesus' sacrifice was the very bread of life. We learn to take all of these things and become the salt. I know the doctors say cut back on salt. But doesn't that food taste, don't you taste all of the explosion of the food when you put a little salt in? You know, it's so wonderful to think about this. But now think about how that very God was willing to send His Son. If we move ahead in the Gospel of John, we see, for God so loved the world. He so loved Johnny. He so loved Marjorie. He so loved Michael, Cindy, Betty, David, Kim. And we could go all the way around. We were what He loved. He knew us before we were formed in our mother's womb. And He loved us. As broken as we were going to be, as bound as we were going to be, He loved us. And so He sent His Son. But do you know, I cannot imagine going from the presence of God, going to a human form and to be limited by it. I understand more and more limitations as I get older. I know, you know, if everyone sitting out here was Jamie and Marissa's age or younger, they might not understand this. But I can't do the same things I used to do. I can't do the physical labor that I used to do and not even feel it. I can't imagine what it must have been like for Jesus to step into a physical form, to be so limited. But His love was also so great that He said, I will step into that limiting form. But what's so beautiful is, it was the Holy Spirit that came to dwell in Him that gave Him the power. Jesus walked in the power of the Holy Spirit. That same Spirit is the Spirit that lives within you and I. That's why when we see what the Father says we're to do, we can know it will happen and we can step out in faith. I know you've heard me harp sometimes about learning to hear. I've talked about how the Bible tells us that we have not because we don't ask. So first we need to ask. I've tried to share that the Word says that sometimes we ask amiss and so we don't get it. Because we haven't managed to get our Father's eyes. That's what we need to ask for. Spirit of God, give me my Father's eyes, that I may see the work that He wants me to do, just as Jesus did. To me, this was probably one of the greatest sacrifices that Jesus gave to us. To step down from being God Almighty, to step into an earthly body, that was limited. To then display to us Emmanuel, God with us. And how that's supposed to work. How the Holy Spirit, when He comes into your life, will equip us to see with our Father's eyes. There's a key that Marjorie said this morning. Marjorie's dead. Each one of us needs to say, I am dead. I am now living with Christ through me. It is no longer I, but Christ who lives in me. And as we seek that in our life every day, we will find that He's going to put us into those divine opportunities, the appointments that He set up for each of us to share, to minister. It's exciting. This week was my pleasure to be a part of two ministries. Pastor Glenn and I were able to go through 2 hours to freedom with two individuals. And I saw the Holy Spirit work. It's funny, when everything that the Holy Spirit is bringing to mind and you're sitting there and saying, okay, do I need to say something? In the next second, the leader that was leading says exactly what the Spirit had just revealed to you. Over and over, I saw that. But I want you to recognize that we must remember that we go into spiritual battles fully clothed. Fully clothed. Part of seeing with the Father's eyes is recognizing. Now, I don't know how many of you wore snow boots to church today. I'm one that did. And we talked in Sabbath school this morning about why do we have different kinds of shoes. I have dress shoes, and guys, I didn't put my dress shoes on. I'm still in my snow boots. They're here, though. But they weren't very good to walk in the snow with. They let the snow get in on my feet. They don't have much tread, and I slide around in them. God has given us sometimes those extra treads we need, because He has designed each of us different. Let us walk in the sacrifice that Jesus walked in, to follow exactly what His Father was doing in the world. Amen? Amen. Amen. Father, we thank You that You actually have already won the battle. That it is we that are learning to walk in the victory, Lord. We thank You that Your kingdom has come, and that we have been part of it because of the blood of the Lamb. So, Lord, continue to teach us to walk in Your ways. In Jesus' name, amen.